Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Oak Parks Foundation are Sacramento's Black contributions, community, and history. And for the first time, the neighborhood is rolling out a red carpet of sorts. The inaugural Oak Park Black Film Festival will showcase more than a dozen films, as well as panel discussions over 5 days. It starts next week, Wednesday, September 7th, and runs through Sunday. Cassandra Jennings is the CEO of St. Hope and oversees a family of nonprofits committed to revitalizing Oak Park. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Well, you know, when thinking about this segment, I just thought, my first thought was, this is such a great idea. Why hasn't this been done before?
Well, we have certainly had bits and pieces of festivals in Sacramento, but none like this one. And actually, we picked it up from Far East in Martha's Vineyard, and we have planted it right here in our home in Sacramento.
That is amazing. And next week is going to be the first annual film festival. And so I guess the origin story stems from the East Coast. But kind of talk to us about the journey of really bringing that foundation here in Sacramento.
Right. Well, certainly a few weeks ago, we were able to really witness a film festival in Martha's Vineyard. And the first thing that came to our former mayor, Kevin Johnson, was, why don't we have this in Sacramento? So we quickly were able to get those filmmakers to come all the way across the country to Sacramento so that we could be exposed and we could get the experience of film excellence from a Black perspective.
Wow, that is incredible. That is a very impressive turnaround for a film festival. Can you talk to us about the history of the Guild Theater?
Right. And many of us who have been around long, and there are people who have been around a lot longer, they know that the Guild was a thriving theater, both live and cinema, in the heart of a thriving Oak Park. Many, many years ago, it was on decline, and part of everybody's effort, including St. Hope, was to revitalize that. And here we have now the Guild Theater, which is a historic place right in the heart of 40 Acres Complex in Oak Park. It has come back and brought life not only to the Oak Park community, but to the entire community and region. And so it's just fitting and proper that then we would bring this theater, the films, to this theater because it has historical presence. Also, the St. Hope mission is really about revitalizing partly through arts and culture and lifting up a community that will have sustainable impact. And so this is part of that. It will give us the opportunity to bring unrepresented film and television industry, and festival like this provides the opportunity for Black actors and filmmakers to be seen. And it gives that kind of visibility and it brings connectivity for Sacramento to the larger community.
Yeah, and it's really important to have. I mean, you could have had a film festival for one day or over the weekend, but you're doing 5 days next week, and that is just quite impressive. What kind of films are we going to see? There's more than a dozen, I think.
There are featured films, there are short films, and remember, we're going to have some vibrant discussion about it. Some of them include Playing Through, and that is about Ann Gregory, a civil rights advocate and first woman of color to enter the United States Golf Association tournament. So how we have something for everybody. And then Punch 9 for how Harold Washington, many of us remember him. He won a Democratic primary for Chicago mayor in 1983 as a long shot candidate. But then he was immediately abandoned by white Democrats who supported his Republican opponent. What you will hear throughout is from a Black perspective of the history. So this, we think, is really the truth. And a couple of others are Remember Me, the Mahalia Jackson story, showcasing the life of the gospel singer and activist who played an integral part in the civil rights movement and had a unique friendship with Dr. Martin Luther King. And then African Redemption, the life and legacy of Marcus Garvey. What history, because he had a huge impact on many social and political movements in Jamaica and around the world and even today. And then we have some life lessons and some life stories. So it's really something for everybody to just get energized and connected and be inspired and challenged through the cinema.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I watch short films or go to festivals, you just leave really like reinvigorated in just the very, very best way. Where do the panel discussions fit into all of this?
Well, we will show film, and then they will join Mayor Kevin Johnson in for a dialogue. And I think it's important to have that dialogue afterwards because, you know, when we go to the theater, we have questions.
Oh, yeah. You can think about it for even days later and talk about it, especially right after you watch it.
Right. And I think what it does, it helps you to see the perspective of the filmmaker. And these are young or new, not necessarily young in age, but they are up and coming artists that have their perspective of the experience, and they're sharing it with the community so that we can be enlightened, we can be encouraged. It's for everybody so that we will be able to really understand the African experience from the filmmakers.
What do you hope audience take away from this 5-day festival next week?
Well, there are many things. First, when we've talked about it, I want them to really understand the historical view from the Black perspective. We all have our perspective, but this is one I'm going to say the truth because it comes from the eyes of the African-American filmmaker. I think also it exposes all races, not just one race, but all races to the stories about African descent. And using this cinematic art is an important way to really help people understand Black culture and experience it firsthand. And then lastly, I think these celebrations that we bring, like this festival, help to bridge the divide. I truly believe that we have more in common with one another than we realize. And if we are all able to listen, to learn, to ask questions, and engage more, we would have a greater empathy and stronger connections. So this will help build more equitable and resilient communities, which only benefits all of us.
So it's less than a week away. It starts next Wednesday. Some little housekeeping notes. People want to buy tickets. How do they go about doing that?
Well, you can go to sthope.org. That's sthope.org. And we also have Eventbrite. You can check. We are flooding the market with information so that you can buy tickets. And what is really unique is you can buy a single ticket for only $10 or an all-access pass, VIP, for $50 for 5 days. So you get early access. You can come to all. You can participate and have the flexibility to pick your own seat. So we want to encourage all to come out because this is an experience for Sacramento that will be everlasting and hopefully just the beginning of many in the future.
Yeah, and this is the newest piece, but it's just one piece of what St. Hope is doing. And I've had you on many times before, and I've spoken to you about what St. Hope is doing to really enrich the community in arts and culture and education. What else can people expect this fall?
You can expect lots of things, especially at the Guild, where we will be having shows. We will also have comedy nights. We have speaker series. We have entertainment. We're also looking at, again, hosting the Color of Music at the Guild, as well as I know they will be at other venues. And we do a lot for education as well in Les Reed Oak Park, where we're really encouraging youth and students to read. So we have free books at our Underground Books. We have lots of things. When you think about arts and culture and education, there's no better place to experience it from a Brown and Black perspective, from a community perspective, and from a perspective of excellence other than with the work that we're doing here at St. Hope.
Thank you so much, Cassandra.
Thank you, and it's always a pleasure to join you. Thank you so much.
Cassandra Jennings is the CEO of St. Hope, oversees a family of nonprofits committing to revitalizing Oak Park, talking to us about the inaugural Oak Park Black Film Festival, which starts next week, Wednesday, September 7th, and runs through Sunday. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend.